Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
2020.
This is now on.
Joe.
Are you ready?
I believe we are.
Pay close attention.
Right here.
On 55KRC, the talk station.
Yeah, 55KRC, the talk station. Hope you're having a very happy Friday. Brian Thomas right here. Pleased to welcome back to the 55KRC Morning Show, Tom Zawistowski, with some interesting topics, beginning with the Ohio woman who had a bit of an altercation with the police department over not wearing a mask while she was outdoors and socially distanced. But welcome back, Tom. It's always great having you on the program.
Well, thanks for having me back, Brian. And yeah, that's a pretty disturbing situation, isn't it?
Yeah, I just had someone email me and said, well, you know, the reason she got arrested is because of the way she acted or reacted to the police officer. I said, well, there shouldn't have been an interaction between the police officer and this woman anyway, because she wasn't
Absolutely.
She wasn't near anyone. She's at her son. Let me get this straight, Tom. She's at her son's football game. She's by herself with no mask on, and they're outdoors. That's the setup when the police officer approached. Now, give me any additional details that we need to know about on this one.
Well, I think what most people in Ohio are confused about is the difference between an order and a law. Okay?
Yeah.
She didn't break any law. She's violating an order by the governor, which every court that's been, you know, had a suit come before it has said those orders are unconstitutional. They're illegal. Okay. But regardless of that, all right. So they've got this rule that, you know, she's supposed to wear a mask outdoors when she's sitting with her family at a football game. But this officer was way out of line because he ended up charging her with trespass. Okay. Well, that's a misdemeanor. You give her a ticket. You don't tase the woman, you know, because of that. And so the school district and that officer, they're all going to lose a lot of money.
Yeah.
I understand that Maurice Thompson is going to be representing this woman. That, you know, this is just going to blow up on him because that's just wrong. There's no reason for that type of force for something like disobeying an order, not a law.
Exactly. And that's been my default position time and time again on this. You know, if the underlying edict is not predicated based upon a lawful action, in other words, the legislative branch has enacted a law giving the governor authority to make edicts and orders, those could still be tested. But at least his actions would spring from something presumably lawful until it's been tested in court. His actions are just random and arbitrary and seem to be not connected really with the underlying problem, which is trying to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Again, this scenario is a great illustration of it. She wasn't near anybody outside of her family, and she's outdoors. Nothing regarding mask wearing that we have heard, even in edicts, would change under that scenario, because we've all been told, stay with your family members. You know, you are allowed to not social distance if you're with the people that you live with all the time. So that's where she is, with people that she's with all the time, and again, outdoors. So where's this, or how does this in any way, shape, or form deal with stopping the spread of COVID-19? The answer is it doesn't.
Absolutely not. And that's why Governor DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Houston were booed roundly by, you know, citizens of Ohio at the Trump events last week and earlier this week, because we're sick and tired of it. And when you push people, and the governor needs to understand this, that when you keep pushing people this hard for things that don't make any sense,
yeah,
they're eventually going to push back. And I don't know what Governor DeWine's problem is. I mean, seriously, I don't know if he's got a mental illness or he's got a God complex or whatever. But look at the polls, Governor. right? You had an 81% approval rating when this all started. It's now down to around 55. And I think that tape going out nationally and internationally of that woman being tased under your thuggery and under your, you know, your quote unquote orders has embarrassed every Ohioan nationally and internationally. And it's time for this to end. There's no state of emergency, Brian. There's no epidemic. There's no pandemic. Go look at the statistics that just came out of the CDC this week. Did you see those, Brian?
Yes, I did.
What's the chance of dying for any age group? Even if you're over 65 like I am, you still have a 94.8% survival rate. This is not a crisis, folks. This is a man-made crisis. And now what it is it's literally a crisis of government, a constitutional crisis, because the people in government in our country have forgotten that they're there to serve the people, not to terrorize the people.
Yeah, I would think, you know, I understand. I don't understand where Governor DeWine's coming from based upon all the points that you made so far this morning and I've made previously. But insofar as this officer's perception is concerned, I think that's where there's a failure of training, because police departments, I think, need to be made aware that they aren't the enforcers of mask mandates. You know,
right.
if you have a business, it's much in the way you can have a sign in the window that says no concealed carry in my store. I understand you can lawfully do that, and people coming in might face some sort of charge for doing that, but that's in the law that was written. Since Governor DeWine's edicts don't spring from any law, a business can still require someone to wear a mask, but that will be the business's obligation to either enforce it or not. The police department doesn't come in to enforce little different rules that one business might have and another might not, right?
Absolutely. And isn't that why we have so much confusion? We've got, you know, sheriffs coming out and saying, hey, we don't have time for this nonsense. We're trying to actually stop real crime.
Yeah.
And yet you've got other people like this security guard, you know, who's at this school, who's being pressured to act, right? He's feeling pressure. That's why he did what he did. And that's a problem, because the people, the superiors above him, the people that hired him, paid him, instructed him, they are the problem. And they're going to face some fines. I mean, the court's going to, you know, go to, you know, after the school district for sure. How about the athletic director saying, no, not that the officer did anything wrong, but that the woman misbehaved? Really? That's what the athletic director said? Yeah, he needs to find another job too.
Misbehaved. And again, ultimately ended up being tased and arrested. You said for trespass. I guess that they charged her with trespass because they didn't have any statute or ordinance pursuant to which to charge her for not wearing a mask, Tom.
Absolutely.
So what I always
Absolutely
ask, what correct. Cops, what are, if you're not wearing a mask, you're supposed to wear a mask. How is a cop going to issue a ticket? What statute is that officer going to rely on in issuing a citation, which presumably comes with a fine or potential jail time? There isn't one, is there?
There isn't one. There's absolutely not one. And see, this is where, you know, DeWine has really overstepped his bounds, because he sent money to, for instance, the county health districts, right? And they're basically saying, here's money for you to hire rent-a-cops to go try to enforce these mask mandates. And that's just, they're not police departments, are they?
No.
They don't have that function, right? It's just insane. And so here's Governor DeWine, who is, I don't know what science he's looking at, but if you had listened to Dr. Atlas, you know, at the president's, you know, coronavirus press conference yesterday, you would have gotten all the information you need to know. Every student in the state of Ohio should be in school 5 days a week without masks, because there's zero threat to any of them. Okay. And the only people that we really need to focus on are the people who are over 65 and have comorbidities. We're not doing that. And for DeWine to be talking about Thanksgiving, he's already talking about no Halloween, and now he's talking about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well,
if all your things, if your actions you're making us do, we're working, Governor. Why are there still so many more cases? It's because they're asymptomatic. Because you can get this and not get sick. Wake up. This isn't an emergency at all. It's a man-made constitutional emergency is what it is.
Well, speaking of defiance, I was going through the guidelines on Halloween the other day, and I have a very defiant Joe Strecker, which had some choice words, and he had two words for the governor and his mandates on Halloween, and they weren't happy birthday. Tom Sawastowski, hold on, because I'm puzzling and struggling with this one. The question posed by you, rhetorically maybe, I don't know, is DeWine an American or a Marxist? We'll talk with Tom Sawastowski about 7:19 right now, 55 Care City Talk Station. Hope you're having a decent Friday anyway. Put a smile on your face. It is Friday. Because Ron Wilson's coming into the studio at 8:05, followed by our prior to that, Judge Amy Searcy. She'll be on at the bottom of the hour talking about how the Domestic Relations Court is faring in the COVID era. And on the phone, we'll continue our conversation with Tom Zawistowski. Tom, real quick before we leave the tasing at the Logan football game, Joe pointed out to me, and I was aware of this, we just didn't discuss it. The Logan High School folks said it was, you know, their adoption of the governor's edict on face mask wearing, and that nobody was allowed in the stadium that wasn't wearing a mask. But this woman reportedly asthmatic and therefore has a health condition that precludes her from wearing one. So kind of doubly ugly in this situation. So,
well, not to mention the fact that the video shows security guards not wearing masks.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So let's be really consistent here. And again, you know, how did this officer, you know, when they approached, did they ask that question? Do you have a medical, you know, problem? No, it didn't look like it in the video. I didn't hear anything like that.
No.
So, yeah, it's just overreach. And it's just it can't be allowed. And we as citizens need to show our outrage. You need to call the governor's office. You need to call that school district and say, this is unacceptable to us as citizens. You know, when are the people going to stand up? It's up to us, folks, because clearly our government is failing us.
Well, I agree on that one. And I guess the other question I want to ask you, because one of the overreaches and an illustration of the stupid and ridiculous nature of these edicts I've been pointing to over and over again is the fact that you can't, at least up until recently, I'm going to ask them the question on this, serve alcohol after 10 o'clock. Like, what in the hell does 10? Why is it 10, not 9:45 or 11 or anything else? And all of our local bars and restaurants are concerned. So the other day, it was yesterday, beginning at 12:01 in the morning, restaurants are allowed to go back to full capacity, subject to some restrictions and things, fine. But there was no mention of alcohol sales in that. And I don't know if now alcohol sales are okay and acceptable after 10 now or not. I don't think there's been a change on that. So we're just kind of flying blind right now.
Well, no, I mean, this is the problem. This is why the courts keep finding DeWine guilty of breaking the law, because that's arbitrary. I mean, Brian,
yes.
where did 10 o'clock come from? Is it better than 9 o'clock?
Right.
Is it worse than 11 o'clock?
When you're interfering with constitutional rights and freedom of assembly and the ability to run your business and all this are within the Bill of Rights, they need to have narrowly tailored regulation and narrowly tailored, and it must fulfill a compelling government interest. And those aren't designed to meet the government interest. In this particular case, let's say and agree that it's a compelling government interest to keep people from dying of COVID-19. Go back to narrowly tailored. How does not serving a drink after 10 relate to that in any way, shape, or form? It doesn't. There's no correlation and no connection. Therefore, I would say unconstitutional. Someone needs to run into court and test that one as well. Now, Marxist or American, you questioned DeWine's loyalty to the Constitution here, Tom. What's this predicated on?
Well, it's really straightforward. And President Trump, we are so excited about the actions that he's taken this month, because we had written a letter at We the People Convention after there was a Tucker Carlson segment saying that we're using this critical race theory and this BLM nonsense to indoctrinate government employees with these communist theories and to teach white people you're all racist. And President Trump acted on all three things. He said he's going to stop the training in the government. He's going to stop the teaching of it in schools and the stopping the 1619 project. And then just this week, he said he's going to stop any business like Goodyear that has a government contract from doing this indoctrination of their employees. But what is Governor DeWine doing? So this is saying we're going to stop forcing communism on our children, on our employees, on our government and military. We're going to stop forcing communism and start teaching American history, right? So
right.
What is Governor DeWine doing? Well, the state school board, of which the governor really controls it, because there's 8 seats on the state school board that he appoints, and they're the ones who voted for this. They passed this Rule 20 in July, and this is just critical race theory. This is talking about – I mean, I love this line, whereas equity is our plan's greatest imperative and number one principle. They're saying in our schools, equity is our number one principle. Guess what equity is? Equity is a communist principle of equal outcomes, not equal opportunity. And we're forcing this on people. And then they're talking about where it's, culturally responsive curriculum, which is a destructive conflict that divides Americans by saying, we don't have an American culture. You know, it's that multiculturalism, right, Brian? It used to be the melting pot. We're all getting the pot together and you make a new stew. But no, this is multiculturalism. That's another destructive, thing. And Governor DeWine, I put this out. I put this Rule 20 out for everyone to read. And I've said, you need to follow the president's lead and stop forcing Marxism on our school districts and on our teachers and our students. And he hasn't acted. So is he a Marxist? Is he supporting Marxism, or is he an American? Is he going to defend our children against this Marxist indoctrination? So far, he hasn't done it, folks.
Well, right now, maybe COVID-19 is a positive thing because with children at home more and learning remotely, at least parents have an opportunity to hear what their teachers are saying to them and perhaps make an educated decision to get them out of the public education system, Tom. A lot more people are doing.
They don't want you watching, right? Like those stories where we don't want you watching this because we've been indoctrinating your kids.
Yep.
Listen, we don't have a racism problem in the United States. We have a communism problem in the United States, a leftist problem in the United States. We need to drive the communists out of America. And that's what you're seeing with whether it's Portland or Seattle or Rochester, now Louisville. These aren't protesters. This isn't about racism. This is about overthrowing the government of the United States.
It's cloaked in the race argument because people run from the idea of confronting the core issue, which is this leftist shift that they embrace. But they characterize it as a race-related argument. And the minute you protest against what they're doing, you're immediately labeled a racist because that means you don't believe in equal treatment under the law. So that, you get caught in that ridiculous accusation that you're a racist because, well, you're not a communist. Tom Zawistowski, you find him online at wethepeopleconvention.org. Recommend you check that one out. Tom, I look forward to having you back on again real soon. And between now and then, stay well.
Thanks, Brian. Good being on with you.
Always a pleasure. 7:26 coming up on 7 at 55 KRC Talk Station.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.